This past Saturday was a special day, a really nice event down at the big pool. Things were set up so that folks could come in and look around the facility, take pictures. There really wasn't a program, set up. It was just kind of a opportunity for folks come in and reminisce and remember the pool in the way that they wanted to remember it. We had a raffle drawing for some historic pictures that had been framed up, and Wham's had brought their snow cone stand out, and that was nice, and had, water available. It was pretty hot that day and pretty steamy. The fire department helped cool things off a little bit. They were spraying water out in front of the pool house, and so it was this really oversized mister that in comparison to the big pool really wasn't that oversized, but the really kind of helped out cooling things down. We took a picture at one point with the folks that were there, and I would say there was 200 or 300 there at that point in time that got, many of which came to the deep end of the pool, and our staff had built some stairs to get down into the deep end, and took a picture and a drone flyover and that type of thing. So, but just I would like to take the time to express gratitude to the staff that worked on putting that together. Assistant City Manager Jennifer Cunningham, Communications Director Jamie Stewart, City Clerk Celan Hurtado, the Fire Department, certainly Chief Beatty and the Battalion Chief on duty and his staff, Rick Collins. We appreciate them coming out. We had several staff involved. Our water department cut up pieces of the southwest corner of the pool deck, and many staff were involved in applying stickers, affixing stickers to those that said "Big Pool 1922 to 2020," and those were free to take for people that attended the event. And so that was a nice way to kind of give a piece of the pool to those that were leaving. So it was it was nice to have the opportunity to celebrate. It was a different feeling. I mean, there's several people on staff, and certainly virtually all of the people that attended from the community that have either childhood memories of that facility or memories as a parent of young children, taking kids to that facility. And so there are a lot of good memories and certainly nostalgia there. But there's also a lot of excitement about thinking about the memories that that a new generation of Garden City youth will be able to make, and a new generation of Garden City young parents will be able to make at a facility that can operate well and run well and have some amenities that folks look forward to, and still have some of the things that those of us that are a bit older still remember and cherish and hold on to. And that is the proximity of that location to Lee Richardson Zoo and Clint Leitner Baseball Field, and riding down into Finnup Park to on your bikes to go to the facility and some of those things. So I do look forward to the next few months as we bridge the past to the future. And look with excitement, even if there is a little bit of melancholy or a little bit of sadness left behind. But look to the future next May when we open this new facility. Things look like they're on track. We anticipate on July 21st, the first of two guaranteed maximum price agreements with the construction manager will hit the commission's bench, and they'll have a decision to make to accept those. But the preliminary discussions leading up to that agenda item have all gone well. And we look forward to getting that project kicked off. If approved, construction on the new facility, which would start with demolition of the pool deck of the old facility, could begin as soon as next week.